I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, Bill Littlefield returns. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
The Washington football team has hired Jason Wright as their new president. Wright is the first Black team president in the NFL, which led Fox Sports to ask him, what would you say to those who say you got this job because you're Black?
You know, if there's a white brother out there who played 7 years in the NFL, got a top five MBA, became a partner at a consulting firm and led businesses through transformations for the last 8 years, and I beat him out because I'm Black, I apologize.
Does he have anything to apologize for?
No. I mean, Washington continues to have apologies to make for still being owned by Dan Snyder. But other than that, I've got no problem with Jason Wright. He doesn't owe me an apology.
Absolutely. Well, Wright says his hire signals a shift in direction for the Washington football team. You are on the record as saying that there is no fix for a bad owner. How much can Wright accomplish with Dan Snyder still in the picture?
Well, we're going to see, aren't we? I mean, you know, as long as Dan Snyder is still the owner, the possibility for disaster is always imminent.
At least once per season, MLB dissolves into an unwritten rule debate. This year's drama came thanks to Padres Fernando Tatis Jr., who swung on a 3-0 pitch in the eighth inning.
A grand slam! And the Padres go on top 14-3!
It was the first grand slam of the 21-year-old's career, but instead of congratulating him, his manager called it a learning opportunity. Wait, I thought the whole point was to score runs, but I guess not when you're already up by seven?
Let's get one thing out of the way first. Apparently, Tatis either missed or ignored a take sign, which is not a good thing to do. That's the issue between him and his manager, and it's a legitimate one. That having been said, the unwritten rules should all be written down and then burned in a fireplace somewhere. Okay, this idea that because Tatis did this, you get to throw at the next batter. That's just moronic.
Tatis said that he's been playing the game since he was a kid and has never heard of this particular unwritten rule. Am I the only one who wonders if baseball manufactures these dramas once a season just to try to prove that the sport is still relevant?
Well, I don't know about relevant, but they do seem to crop up pretty regularly, don't they?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it's part of the game's charm. I have no idea. But it seems like we all ought to get over them by now. I mean, it's always couched in, you know, kids today, basically. And this is now the ninth generation of kids today. So maybe the unwritten rules should just go away.
Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren has said that the decision to cancel the 2020 football season will not be revisited, despite some pretty intense pressure. I'm not surprised that players want to play, but I am a little surprised that parents of players at Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, Penn State, and Nebraska have signed letters asking that the season be allowed to go on. You?
Sports parents. No different from kindergarten soccer all the way up to Big Ten football. We've shined up all our lawn chairs. What will we do now? We'll have to talk to each other on Saturday afternoons. This is a terrible thing.
NCAA President Mark Emmert said this week that next spring's championship tournaments, including March Madness, could be played in bubbles. And I find this really perplexing because nobody's talking about playing regular season college games in bubbles. So how would the NCAA figure out who to invite?
I guess they're hoping that they get enough games in so that they can, like, put together a field. I have no idea. I don't have an answer to this question. As long as you're going to have a sport which requires transcontinental travel, there's no way to keep the disease out. I don't care how many tests and how many epidemiologists your university hires.
An 11-year-old named Charlie won a U.S. Kids golf event in Florida last weekend by 5 strokes, shooting a 3-under-33 on the 9-hole course. But despite his dominant performance, everyone was talking about Charlie's caddy. Why so?
Because it's Charlie Woods, the son of Tiger Woods, and Tiger was caddying for him. I hope Charlie enjoys this, and I hope that, you know, someday he learns to play the saxophone or something. Because, I mean, the pressure of being Tiger Woods was enough. Imagine the pressure of being Tiger Woods' kid.
Wow. And finally, Charlie, the Heat will pay Jimmy Butler $34 million this year, but that's not stopping Butler from earning a little extra cash inside the NBA bubble, $20 at a time. Explain, please.
Yeah, he's selling coffee, and I must compliment him for maximizing the benefits of his Marquette University education. We turn him out smart, let me tell you.
Butler says he's offering small, medium, and large coffees all for the same price, which makes me wonder why anyone would ever order a small, but clearly I'm thinking like someone who doesn't make $34 million a year.
Well, or someone who doesn't drink a lot of coffee.
Clearly. Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.